Today we're unpacking a short but provocative paper. When is collective intelligence a lottery? Multi-agent scaling laws for mimetic drift in LLMs. One sentence. It asks when multi-agent systems stop being reliably smart and start behaving like a lottery because random memes drift to fixation. That matters for reliability, safety, and unexpected emergent behavior. Over the next few minutes, we'll define mimetic drift, look at the models authors use,
and talk about what builders should watch for. First, what do we mean by mimetic drift in LLMs?
Mimetic drift is basically random changes in which ideas or outputs dominate across a population of agents. Think genetic drift in small biological populations. If agents share and copy proposals, sometimes a meme spreads not because it's better, but because of random sampling and noise in communication.
Mark, in industry terms, I've seen orchestration layers or ensembles where different models vote or pass messages, and unexpectedly, they all converge on the same quirky phrasing or incorrect fact. Basically, a meme that won the lottery, not because it's right, but because it propagated.
Why should engineers care about this now? Are systems today actually vulnerable, or is this theoretical?
It's timely because systems are scaling horizontally. More agents, more communication. The paper shows via simulations that as you change population size, model capacity, and connectivity, you can move from selection-dominated regimes where useful ideas win to drift-dominated regimes where randomness rules. So deployed ensembles, decision chains, or social-style agent networks can already hit those regimes.
Practically, that means brittle consensus, sudden cascades of bad outputs, and harder debugging. If a wrong answer becomes the dominant meme, observability and mitigation need to catch that quickly. Otherwise, users see arbitrary, system-wide failures.
Great. So the central question we'll take into the next segment is, under what conditions does collective intelligence degrade into a lottery, and what signals should engineers watch for? Let's dive into the background in the paper's experiments next. Let's start with background. Jamie, how does this paper sit in the wider literature? Scaling laws for LLMs, wisdom of crowds ideas, and mimetics.
The paper builds on two threads. First, scaling laws. Bigger models tend to be more capable, but that's mostly single-agent scaling. Second, collective intelligence literature. Wisdom of crowds works when errors are independent. When errors correlate, ensembles fail. Mimetics frames ideas as memes that spread by copying. The authors model how stochastic copying and noise can push random memes to fixation, like genetic drift.
So wisdom of crowds is fragile when agents make correlated mistakes, and mimetic drift is the random side of that. Walk me through their model and experiments. How do they simulate agents?
They use an abstract multi-agent simulation, a population of agents each holding a meme or belief. Key knobs are population size N, model capacity proxy, signal to noise, communication topology, fully connected, ring, modular, and update rule. Agents sample neighbors' proposals with some noise and sometimes adopt them. Metrics are fixation probability, does one meme take over, entropy of the belief distribution, and speed of convergence. Experiments run many trials with different initial memes and measure whether better memes win or whether random ones fixate.
To map that to production, think of ensemble voting, iterative chains of reasoning, or agent orchestration where outputs are re-ingested. Topology is service-to-service routing. Update rules are aggregation heuristics like majority vote or weighted averaging, and noise maps to model stochasticity, temperature, sampling, or truncation errors.
Quick summary for listeners. They simulate copying and communication under different network patterns and noise levels, then watch whether good ideas win or random ones do. Jamie, what signals in those runs tell you you've entered a drift-dominated regime?
Several clear signals. Fixation of low-quality memes, a bad answer becomes universal, entropy collapse without improvement in objective quality, low information gain across rounds, and high variance between trials. Different random memes win in different runs. In a lottery regime, the probability a meme fixes is roughly proportional to its initial frequency, not its quality.
What's interesting and worrying for ops is that those signals are observable. In production, you'd see sudden convergence to a rare phrasing or factual error across requests, high correlation in outputs across supposedly diverse models, or frequent rollbacks correlated with certain orchestration paths.
Jamie, what was the most surprising experimental result you'd highlight from the paper?
Two surprising points. First, increasing population size doesn't always suppress drift. In some topologies, more agents increased the chance a random meme fixed because sampling noise and propagation delays allowed pockets to amplify a meme before selection corrected it. Second, intermediate connectivity often maximized drift. Fully isolated groups maintain diversity. Fully connected groups let selection work, but middling connectivity can create fast, uneven spread of noise.
I want to push back on realism here. Those are synthetic agents with simplified update rules. Real LLMs have more structure, memory, and external grounding. How worried should engineers be about translating these findings to deployed systems?
Good point. The simulations abstract away heterogeneity in model sizes, user feedback loops, and grounding in external signals. That can both under and overestimate drift. For example, external verification or retraining on feedback could suppress drift in reality, but adversarial actors or repeated unverified copying could make it worse. The takeaway is not one-to-one realism, but a warning about mechanisms that exist in real stacks.
Can you both give a short, practical experiment an engineering team could run to test vulnerability in their stack?
A simple lab experiment. Spin up N clones of your model with controlled randomness, vary temperature, pick a set of questions with a known best answer and a few distractors. Define a topology, e.g. ring or partial mesh. Let agents propose answers and copy according to your aggregation rule for T rounds. Repeat many trials and measure fixation probability for distractors, entropy over time, and how often the correct answer wins.
And in production, add lightweight instrumentation. Track per-request proposal diversity, token-level entropy, monitor frequency of rare tokens or phrases, and alert on rapid drops in diversity or sudden prevalence of an uncommon response. Run the lab experiment as an A-B test by swapping aggregation rules, majority vote versus reputation-weighted voting, to see which reduces bad fixations.
So, plain language, run controlled trials that mimic your topology and aggregation, watch diversity, and weather wrong answers spread by luck. Jamie, any final caveats on measurements and interpreting results?
Yes, watch for dataset biases and metric choice. Entropy is helpful, but can be blind to subtle quality shifts. Fixation probability needs many trials to estimate reliably. Also, synthetic seeds you pick might bias outcomes, include randomized initial conditions and adversarial seeds to probe worst cases.
Okay, let's talk real-world impact. Mark, what are the biggest reliability and safety risks teams should expect from mimetic drift in multi-agent deployments?
The headline risks are mimetic cascades where a wrong idea suddenly dominates, amplification of misinformation across agent chains, and brittle consensus that breaks debugging. You can get system-wide wrong answers that look internally consistent but are simply the result of luck.
Technically, that maps to fixation events, entropy collapse, and trial-to-trial variance. Those patterns mean your population lost selection pressure. Randomness, not correctness, drove outcomes.
What concrete mitigations would you suggest engineers try first?
Start with reputation-weighted aggregation so well-performing agents count more. Diversity seeding to avoid identical initial states. Throttling propagation. Limit how quickly proposals can be copied across the network. And monitoring signals like entropy spikes, sudden fixation events, and token-level novelty rates.
Add to that, instrument fixation probability in controlled trials and use ensemble heterogeneity, different model checkpoints or paratrained variants to reduce correlated errors. But note, these add complexity and sometimes latency.
Let's pause on trade-offs. Mark, you mentioned latency and cost. How bad is that?
There's a real trade-off. Stronger selection, running verification checks or cross-validation, costs compute and adds latency. Diversity requires more models or curated prompts. Reputation systems need historical evals. So you trade responsiveness and cost for robustness.
And there are research caveats. The paper doesn't settle agent heterogeneity, adversarial manipulation, or long-term cultural drift. Real agents are grounded by external data and human feedback, which can suppress or amplify drift unpredictably. Also, reproducibility matters. Many trials are needed to estimate these probabilities reliably.
I'll push back a bit. Some mitigations are low cost, like seeding diversity in prompts or lightweight checks for uncommon tokens. You don't always need full verification pipelines to get meaningful improvement.
Agreed, but measure the effect. Small changes can create new failure modes. E.g., reputation weighting can cement early lucky winners if not calibrated.
For builders listening, give us a short checklist they can act on this week.
Mark, checklist. 1. Measure mimetic drift. Run the lab experiment we discussed. 2. Instrument diversity and fixation metrics in production. 3. A/B test aggregation rules, majority versus reputation versus weighted sampling. 4. Seed diversity and throttle propagation paths. 5. Add alerts for entropy collapse and sudden phrase spikes.
And from a research angle, run trials with heterogeneous agents, include adversarial seeds, report fixation distributions, and publish seeds and topology configs so others can reproduce your tests.
To wrap up, 3 quick takeaways. 1. Collective systems can fail by luck, not just by bad models. 2. Topology and noise matter as much as population size. 3. Practical mitigations exist, but involve trade-offs in cost and latency. Final question for listeners. Do we build stronger selection mechanisms into multi-agent architectures, or rethink how agents communicate to avoid lottery dynamics altogether? To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It With AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.